Let's turn our attention to football now, and it's one of the biggest games that we've seen an A-League club play. It's the Western Sydney Wanderers, and they've got a chance to lay the platform into qualification for the final.
Wow.
And that's against Seoul. They're over there in South Korea. And Shannon Cole, who unfortunately is not there, joins us now. G'day, Shannon.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, how are you feeling, mate? You should be over there, but I know, what was it, two yellows cost you?
Yeah, two silly yellows as well, but I mean, that's done and dusted now, so the boys are well prepared and yeah, they're ready to go, so I'll have to sit back and nervously watch on TV.
Shannon, can you sort of give us a bit of a snapshot of it? Because I don't know whether, well, I know your hardcore fans know how important it is, but I don't know whether the general fan actually realises just how big this really could be.
Yeah, well, I mean, even to be involved in the semi-final, it's already
big,
massive yeah. achievement. Like, this is the top four teams in Asia, and if you think of how massive Asia is, and football is the number one sport throughout Asia, to be amongst the top four, and some of the teams that we've beaten along the way, champions of Japan, we've just beat the reigning champions of the Champions League. No one gave us a hope of even getting out of the group, so to get where we are is already a massive achievement, but the nature of our club and the individuals and the group as a unit is we want more. So it's a very big climb for us.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. What sort of similar style I'd imagine Popper wants from the team, which is sort of sitting back a little bit and then you look for the quick break?
Yeah, I mean, like that was definitely the case in the last round because it's difficult going straight from an off-season into such a massive, massive game like that. But we've had a bit of time. We've been on a camp together.
In Dubai?
The fitness level. Yeah, we went
What
to Dubai,
was that like?
It was a challenge.
Hot.
Yeah, it was mentally and physically challenging. It was 45 degrees every day.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was very difficult, but that was the point. We needed to take ourselves to another level in order to be prepared for this game. So we're playing a very good team. Again, that it's no luck that they've ended up in the semi-finals. Last year they were in the final. So that just shows how good they are. So it's a huge challenge, but it is one of, if not the biggest game of all the boys' careers so far. So yeah, everyone's going to be up for it for sure.
Yeah, look, it's going to be exciting. We can watch it live tonight too, which is terrific at 8:30. So it's pretty good viewing time, isn't it, to see this big game. Mate, you're out. Tommy Urich's out. Brendan Santelab is out. Where do the goals come from?
I mean, there's plenty of goals in our team still. You know, okay. Mark Bridge is a proven goal scorer. Labano Halidi's been scoring for fun in the Champions League. So,
So,
I mean, there's a lot of goals. We've got a lot of boys hungry to score goals as well. So everyone's looked very sharp at training, which is very promising.
Yeah, is so, Saba playing?
He's over there, I guess. So we'll have to wait and see.
And how's he been? How's he fitting in?
Yeah, he's good. He's a different character, but he's a good laugh to have around the team. He's bit of culture shock here and there.
Yeah. For him or for you?
yeah. It's fun for me because I've been learning Portuguese, so it's fun to try and bounce some Portuguese with him.
Okay.
Mate, the last trip sounded quite challenging, really, with you. You were up against it in China, and there was all sorts of
shenanigans
going on. Yeah. I think in Korea it'll be a different experience, won't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't heard any stories back from the boys similar to the last trip, which is good. So, the Seoul fans are a little more respectful than the Guangzhou fans.
And that's when you were getting sort of woken up at night, all that sort
of... Yeah, banging on the doors.
You're banging on the bus
the
trip.
The
bus trip getting run off.
4 a.m. Yeah, people crashing into our bus to slow us down. Unbelievable.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Jeez. They'll be passionate. I think there's about 100 of the your fans have actually gone over for this game, Shannon. They're rusted on, aren't they, mate?
Yeah, they love it. I hope they've got money in the bank for the for a trip to the final.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case, mate. What's the key to Seoul? They're defensively strong, aren't they?
Yeah, they like to sit a lot of players back, and then it's funny that you said that we might play the counter-attacking style because that's kind of how they play. They like to sit a lot of numbers back behind the ball, and when they do win the ball, to go quick. So, we haven't been successful by fluke, so we're very prepared for how they play, and Our coaching staff have done a lot of research on them.
Shannon, I know that you play to win, quite obviously, but if you got a draw and got an away goal, that would be a pretty good result, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the nature of the two legs of football tournaments like this. An away goal is always big, and it's proved that, in the past for us in this competition, that's been the deciding factor on the last two occasions, the away goals, but what made the difference. So it's important that we perform well and get a decent result so that we can come back to Parramatta, because it's going to be hard for Sol to come to Parramatta. It's hard for everyone to come there and play, so we know that. So the boys are there to do a good job tonight and get a result that we need.
Shannon, final, mate. It is massive, this. It is massive. Yeah. I can't believe what this club has done in such a short time.
Yeah, it's very special to be part of, because when we did start, a lot of us were kind of, our careers were kind of in the balance. A lot of people didn't know what if this didn't come up, what they would really be doing in football. So to come together, and my favourite part of it is that we got to build the identity of the club together. Mm. And, the coach decided on the style of play. That's why he signed the group of players he did. And together we built it, and to show everyone how good we are, and to have so much success doing it our way, we all feel very blessed to be part of it.
Yeah, Shannon, they're lucky to have you, and we always enjoy our chats, mate. We do thank you very much for your time on the Big Sports Breakfast. And
yeah, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you as well. Can I quickly just say happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Jackie, and also to my nan?
Good on you.
Of course you
well
can.
Done.
What are you doing, mate? You got to do something special.
Yeah, I don't want to say it on the radio because I'll give away a surprise. Also, that gives me a bit of time to think of.
That's all right, mate.
Nah, it's too late now, mate. Something big and shiny in the driveway, it'd be nice.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Shannon.
Take care.